Welcome to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Management Mentors. Whether you need mentoring training, consulting, or a better way to manage your existing mentoring program, Management Mentors is here to help. Now, here are Rainey and Dave.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Rainey Petrin, president and founder of Management Mentors, with my colleague David Carson. And today we're going to be discussing managing a mentoring program successfully. And Dave, we have a guest today, don't we?
We certainly do, Rainey. And John has been with us before. It's John Awasoga from the City of London Police. And John was one of the program managers on our successful diversity mentoring program. And John is also Vice Chair of the Black Police Association in the City of London. So welcome to the program, John.
Yes. Thanks very much, Dave.
Welcome back.
Good to be here again.
Good to have you here. You know, Dave and John, one of the things that people often ask when they're looking at a mentoring program, establishing one, is, you know, well, do we need to manage a mentoring program? Can a program exist by itself without having to have a manager? Dave, do you have some thoughts on that?
Well, really positive thoughts, really, Rennie. We always say that mentoring needs tending to. But it's how you tend to it. That I think that's the secret. And I know that the last time John was on the program, we kind of touched on this, and he mentioned how important it was. So, John, I just wonder what your thoughts were on this, considering when we started the program. You know, what were your thoughts when we talked about managing it? What did you have in mind at that time?
Well, what we had in mind initially was to make sure that the pairs met and actually adhere to the contracts that they put up together, that they would meet up. And what my thoughts personally on it were, when you put something together that's new, if you leave it alone, you can easily revert to, well, I won't bother doing that today, I won't bother attending, and it can just drift apart. So what we felt we had to do, myself and the other manager on this, was to encourage people to make sure that they did meet, and also try and support them by saying, if you have any issues, then you can call on us as managers to help resolve them. And a lot of them were administrative issues. But if you don't actually sort of have somebody to come back to and then someone to make sure that it takes place, it can easily drift apart.
Yes. Rennie, any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think that it's a piece that often gets lost when people think about putting in mentoring. Is, again, the idea is that this is a simple idea. We understand that it's about two people working together. Do we really have to pay attention to this? Because should they be motivated enough to do this by themselves? But, you know, human nature being what it is, I think it's always helpful to know that there's some accountability. I know that somebody's going to be checking in, and that gives me an added incentive. It doesn't mean that I'm not committed without it, but it does mean, as you say, John, that without that we have a tendency to kind of let it slide because we have so many competing demands made upon our time as mentors and mentees that this becomes something that's easy to push aside. You know? And I think the program manager can really, that's one of the key roles, is to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Yeah, John, I was just wondering about some of the challenges you faced as a program manager. And I realize that this may vary from organization to organization. I know we had some particular difficulties organizing or managing some of the aspects of the program for the police, mainly due to shift work. But any points you want to make on that one, John, and some of the challenges that you faced as a program manager?
I think the biggest challenge was encouraging the mentor to believe that they could actually deliver a service to the mentoree. I think that was the biggest one, because we had a couple of mentors who would say, oh, I've got a bit of a challenge. The mentoree wants to do this or the mentoree wants to do that, and I'm not sure how I can help them on this. And what we were trying to encourage them on was that you're not on your own in terms of providing resourcing. Or finding out things, or getting tasks, or getting tasks done, or providing techniques or tools to help them, and we said you can lean on us as the management team to go and get some of this resource for you, and actually provide access to things, and it helps us, using us as a focal point, to say that you as mentors have the backing of the whole organisation in terms of what you're doing. So having it formalized by having a management or program manager meant that we became the focal point for getting resourcing for certain areas or certain topics that the mentor wanted to explore. And without having a program manager behind the scenes, you know, the mentor could feel isolated.
That's really a great point, John, that I hadn't quite thought about as well, or I hadn't put it quite in that, a great way of expressing it, because I think that often when we do the training, we talk about to mentors about the idea that they're facilitators. Their role really is not to be the expert on everything, but basically facilitate the development. And really what you're doing and what you just identified is a program manager helping the mentor facilitate the development of the mentee. And I really haven't thought about it quite that way before, and I think that's really a good point, Dave, that I think when people train, we need to emphasize the role of the program manager in that role of helping to facilitate.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good thing about the training. Both John and the other program manager, Inspector Kate Lichtensteiger, both came along to the training and took part in the training, understood what the training was about, understood all the messages that were given. And that was certainly one of the messages that was given, I think, John, that the program manager is very much the focal point of the program. And this question of isolation, it's a really an important point, because there's another item that goes along with that. And it's, as you mentioned, John, that sometimes the mentors don't feel as if they're doing much. And in fact, I think that showed up in the evaluation, if I'm correct. There's a question we have in the evaluation, as you know, Rennie. How much value do you think you were to your mentoree as a mentor? And traditionally, as we look back on evaluations, Rennie, sometimes the mentors don't rate that too highly, don't you think?
Yeah, that's actually fairly typical. It's an understandable phenomenon. And I always tell this to the mentors and the mentees when we talk about the evaluation results, is that mentors often think of what they could have done more of and what they didn't do enough of. Mentees always think about how much they got from the mentor. So it's very typical when you do an evaluation to see that score of self-rating on the part of the mentors about, you know, was I really helpful? They tend to value themselves or rate themselves a lot less.
Yeah.
More highly than the mentees who will often say, you know, I had a 9 or a 10 in terms of how much I got from this person. I got more than I had expected and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Do you think the mentors had that point of view, John, as we went through the program? Do you think they felt as if they weren't giving enough at times?
Yeah, definitely that was the case. You had some mentors who would be faced with a challenge that the mentor was trying to deal with, and The mentors were always in the dilemma of, right, I mustn't do this for them, but I've got to try and give them a route or a way through this situation.
Mm.
And when we were doing the evaluations, and particularly even before the evaluations, when we were having the one-to-one sessions with the mentors, they say, well, they've asked me about this problem, and I've suggested these possible solutions and asked them to think about this, but I don't know if I've really helped them enough. And part of the training was telling the mentors that you mustn't take over the problem, take ownership of the problem. You've got to stay back and actually, you know, try and advise and support them on it. So when it came to the evaluation, a lot of the mentors were thinking, well, I don't think I did enough here. But when you looked at the mentorees' evaluation reports, it was saying, well, they really helped me out on this situation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, we need to make the point that the mentors need to feel valued in the program. Particularly at the close after the evaluation, when we can get that feedback back to them. But again, John, I mean, I think the point you made earlier is so important, the fact that you were there and Katie was there as program managers. I mean, can you imagine the situation if the mentors didn't have anyone on site to talk to about these situations?
It would have been very difficult. I think some of them would have probably dropped out if they didn't have a place to go.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're right, because then I think that mentors then become discouraged or feel badly about what they don't think they're delivering, and it adds pressure on them, as opposed to making this a positive experience, becomes something that becomes a burden, you know, which is really not what it should be. And
right.
I think that again, the role of the program manager is so critical in being a partner in this, you know, in this partnership between the mentor and the mentee, and again, facilitating their ability to do what they can for the mentee, as opposed to doing it to the mentee or doing it for the mentee kind of really, really an important point. You know, one of the other points that I think I forget was whether it was Dave or you, John, who brought this up, which is the idea of the mentor saying, well, you know, I'm not sure if this is helpful. Often what I've found is, and this is really an interesting phenomenon, I don't know if Dave, if you've encountered it, or John, is that often mentors will look to the program manager for feedback on how they're doing, and I generally will say to them, well, have you asked your mentee?
Yeah.
Because that really is kind of, you're really asking me to tell you how you're doing because you think that I may know from your mentee, but have you actually asked that question? And it's amazing how many people don't even think of doing that.
I think, you know, we may have had some of that on this program, John, because I think some of the mentorees were, in the mentoree sessions we had, I think they were giving their mentors feedback like that, if I remember rightly, don't you think?
Yes, they were. I mean, in the training, when we did the training, it was one of the things that, this is for the program managers now, it was one of the things that you were asking for us to sort of try and identify when we're having our one-to-one sessions with the mentors. So when I was sitting down with the mentors, I was asking them, are you getting feedback? Are you giving feedback? And asking them at each session, you know, how do you feel it's going? So I think it's something that you have to ask them to do, because I think that naturally they don't think they should be asking the mentorees how they're doing in their job, because they feel that they're supposed to be delivering a service, and they often feel that I shouldn't be asking the person I'm delivering a service to how I'm getting on, which is a little bit strange, but I think the training helped alleviate some of that.
Yes, and I think you're maybe right, Ronnie, there is a phenomenon that exists. Mentors have this position they take on, and they feel as if maybe they shouldn't be asking for feedback. It's all coming one way.
Yeah, I think that it is a phenomenon. It's, you know, I've encountered it in several programs, and I'll sit there doing a quarterly session with the mentors, and I'll hear that, and then I will, at the end of that, will generally say, well, have you thought of asking your partner? And they'll kind of look at me, and sort of, you know, they get that aha moment. Oh yeah, but to some extent, they you're right. They don't seem to want to do it naturally. Maybe they feel like I should know what I should already know. What I'm supposed to do, and to ask the person's feedback kind of implies that I may be guessing or what have you, and I don't want to appear to be either incompetent or I don't want to appear to be inadequate. And that may be part of where that's coming from. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue this interesting conversation on managing a mentoring program successfully.